This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. With in the various states where they have gotten it, which is think Washington, Colorado, they call them comprehensive background checks, and they found out they've had little effect, and they may be because citizens simply decided not to comply. And there's a lack of enforcement, according to The Guardian. The report appears in Injury Prevention, a medical journal. A third state, Delaware, did show some effect in the number of CBCs conducted, according to Fox News. The revelation comes 3 years after a citizen initiative funded by the Seattle-based Alliance for Gun Responsibility spent more than $10 million to get approved by voters in a virtually one-sided election. That was the I-594 proposition. The gun prohibition lobbying group outspent opponents by at least 10 to 1, and their advertising dominated the airwaves. And I begged a couple of players there to come on the show here to talk about it, and they wouldn't even consider it. They wouldn't consider it. I'm talking about the pro-gun people. Never mind that I'm on a station in Oregon. I'm on a station in Washington State. Never mind that. Now, if you look at the analysis of that election, what you see is that they may have, shall we say, embellished the popularity of their measure among voters. During the campaign, it was claimed that about 80% of the voters supported the concept of universal background checks. But on election night, Initiative 594 garnered just under 60% of the popular vote. Now, The Guardian noted, opponents of the new laws in both Colorado and Washington had proudly advertised their noncompliance with the new regulations. In Washington, more than 1,000 gun rights supporters held an I will not comply demonstration at the state capitol, where they reportedly flouted the newly passed law in public by transferring firearms to each other in full view of law enforcement. Read that to mean handing them. Here, hold this. Okay, now hand it back to me. That's what they're talking about. I find it interesting that they see this as an outrage considering the resistance, hashtag the resistance, who we don't know what they're resisting just yet. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, in Colorado, some sheriffs in more conservative rural areas reportedly said they would not enforce the new gun control law, and others that enforcement would simply be a very low priority. Majority of Evergreen state sheriffs were opposed to I-594, along with law enforcement firearms instructors, gun and hunting clubs, the National Rifle Association, and an umbrella group called the Protect Our Gun Rights that included the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. According to The Guardian, the new study did not attempt to verify whether the new background check laws had any impact on gun-related violence or crime. In Washington State, there is no indication that the law has prevented any crime, but there's at least one case brought against a man in northern Puget Sound who allegedly supplied a gun used in a homicide, but the victim still died. Two high-profile shootings, one at a teen party north of Seattle and the other at a shopping mall in Burlington, claimed a combined total of 8 lives, and in one case, the killer bought a gun at retail and passed a background check. In the other case, the killer took a gun from his stepfather's home, which means he also... that gun was purchased legally. The Guardian quoted Dr. Garen Wintemute, who is he's a waste of skin, who participated in the study and is a longtime researcher of gun-related violence. Read that to mean fabricator, if you will. He candidly told the publication, "These aren't the results I hope to see. I hope to see an effect, but it's much more important to see what's actually happened." However, the article indicated that he is hopeful more people will realize the need to comply with the background check requirement. But is that going to happen? What's the likelihood of that happening? If thousands of gun owners in Washington and Colorado simply ignore the law, then what? And at this point, it would be a matter of conjecture. Still, there, according to this article, there's some political activity in Washington that suggests gun control advocates are aware their legislative prize is something of a dud because they're heavily involved in trying to fill a vacancy in the state Senate next month with a Democrat gun control proponent. Up for grabs is the state's 45th District Senate seat that belonged to late Senator Andy Hill, a Republican. In a Tuesday email blast, the Alliance for Gun Responsibility is trying to get Manka Dhingra elected to change the balance of power in the Senate. They report that she has already proposed 3 gun violence prevention measures and that she plans to introduce if she wins next month. Gun violence prevention is a substitute term for gun control. No mention of the fact that the Seattle Times has recommended her Republican opponent, Jin-Young Lee England, which was a surprise since the newspaper's editorial board traditionally supports gun control legislation. Now, a few things. Where is the mention of New York State? Why aren't we mentioning the New York SAFE Act? Why aren't we mentioning Connecticut? See, here's the problem. Getting out there, and law enforcement is not down for this, especially not now. Maybe when New York, when the SAFE Act was passed and when Connecticut passed their laws, maybe then, but I don't think so, not so much now. Cops have been thrown under the bus. They're not going to enforce this stuff. The majority of cops in the United States find gun ownership to be an augmentation of what they do. There's not enough of them to prevent any crime whatsoever. Not unless the bad guy stops at the police station and tells them what he's going to do on his way to the scene of the crime. Otherwise, there is no way for them to actually stop a crime. They know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. So, we get this nonsense. I find it interesting that The Guardian is examining this, and I also find it interesting that they don't show the parallel to the hashtag the resistance, where apparently it's okay for them to resist nothing and to be quite violent about resisting nothing. It's okay for the hashtag the resistance to pull down statues that have nothing to do with today. That all of a sudden, you know, a statue that you've walked past all of your, I'm 56 years old. If I've walked past a statue for all of my adult life, and then I wake up one day and I go, wait a minute, that statue is hateful. It's been hateful the entire time. If it's actually hateful, it's been hateful the entire time. It didn't just become more hateful this past weekend just because of some new revelation from some political yahoo. So, knowing that, why isn't that comparison made? And why aren't we talking about how few people have complied with the New York State, quote-unquote, assault ban registration or the Connecticut assault ban registration? How come we're not talking about that as well? It's the same thing. It's just different wording. Just different wording. Why aren't we talking about what happens whenever they do this? Because what they do is they take and they change the cosmetic features that they have banned that, quote-unquote, make it an assault weapon, which I think is quite brilliant because all they're doing is just following the rules as they dictate them to be. So why are they doing that? I don't understand that. But this is, you know, essentially the same thing as a hashtag the resistance, except we're actually fighting for rights. We're actually defying tyranny. And we're not having to burn down blocks to do it or attack Starbucks. That's where I draw the line when you attack Starbucks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Am I turned back up? Okay, I didn't hear any belt music. That's my problem. We were having a chat. We were doing the background part of it. I'm constantly amazed at the number of people who tend to be selective in their observance of the Bill of Rights. If you are going to find common cause with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, any of them, all of them, some of them, you have to give props to all of them, the entirety of the Bill of Rights. There are some things I don't agree with. There are some things that occur when when gun grabbers are out there talking. I don't agree with what they're saying, but they have a right to say what they want to say, just as I have a right to say what I want to say. So that's fine. I observe all Bill of Rights. But I mean for those who will clamor for things like a free press, which I would clamor for, while also clamoring for things like gun control. It's baffling how some people can look at one amendment as sacrosanct while looking at another as some sort of a suggestion. And now one Indiana state lawmaker, Representative Jim Lucas, has flipped things around on journalists, and it's hysterically funny. I mean, it's gut laughing. I mean, I've been laughing so hard about this that it is becoming uncomfortable. You see, we have this. An Indiana representative is forcing the establishment media to look in the mirror and face their hypocrisy. He is proposing the First Amendment in Indiana be treated the same as the Second Amendment. His proposal is that journalists be required to apply for a license before they're allowed to publish. They have felony convictions, they might not be allowed to publish. Coming from Fox59.com, Lucas from Seymour has been critical of the media's coverage of his efforts to repeal a state law that requires a permit to carry a handgun. He stated, reporters, columnists, and editorial boards mischaracterize this idea, which is sometimes referred to as constitutional carry. He said, if I was as irresponsible with my handgun as the media has been with their keyboard, I'd probably be in jail. The proposal would require a professional journalist to submit an application with Indiana State Police. They would be fingerprinted and would have to pay $75 for a lifetime license. Lenin, the very famous communist who has a statue in New York City, of all places, I think in Brooklyn. He was reported to have made a similar point as recorded in Lord Riddell's diary of the peace conference published in 1934. The entry was written in 1920. Why should a government which is doing what it believes to be right allow itself to be criticized? It would not allow opposition by lethal weapons. Ideas are much more fatal things than guns. And as to the freedom of the press, why should any man be allowed to buy a printing press and disseminate pernicious opinions calculated to embarrass the government? And I'm sorry, but this is pretty funny. It's so funny, I can't tell you how funny it is because I'll get in trouble. And I'm not getting in no trouble. Well, I don't intend to get in any trouble anyway. I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC, or I don't want my affiliates to get in trouble. I just find this really funny to the degree to where I would almost get vulgar about how funny I think it is. This is probably one of the best cases where you get out there and you gaslight their hypocrisy for them that I've ever seen. Now, I don't actually support licensing journalists, but this makes the point nicely. If one right can be so easily regulated, why would others be immune? And this is a concept the leftists should be familiar with, after all. They love to use the "you can't yell fire in a crowded theater" example to limiting rights in the first place. Why can't that turn around and impact something else? By the way, you can yell fire in a crowded theater if there's a fire. That is actually... That's actually truly a reference to the idea that you can't incite something based upon erroneous information. You can't incite a panic. Even their yelling fire example isn't an abridgment of anyone's right. It's simply about the ramifications of being irresponsible with your right. You can yell fire if there's a fire. In other words, if no one has any reason to believe there's a fire, such as an actor performing a play or a speaker who yells it within some broader context, all that Lucas and his bill are doing is pointing out how one set of restrictions accepted on the Second Amendment would never be tolerated if applied to the first. He's trolling these guys, and he's doing it really, really, really well. And it's really, really, really funny. I mean, it's really funny on a purely, on one of those levels where you get out there and you say, I wish I had thought about it. But once again, this really, truly shows their hypocrisy in one of the most, I don't know, this is one of the most opportune moments to ever look at this. Because if one right can be abridged, infringed, or whatever, they all can. Now, the thing about the Second Amendment is the teeth, the canine ripping flesh teeth of the Bill of Rights. Without it, there are no others. There's no way to enforce it. Okay? Anybody that doesn't believe that is just being disingenuous with themselves. Now, getting out there and saying, well, you know, there's certain things you have to go through to be able to speak. That's just funny. Because for them, they think they should be able to say whatever they want to say, whenever they want to say. They'll call an editorial the news. They'll get out there and they will say, Congress is considering gun control, when it will be one senator or one representative. They tried to create this air of inevitability. They tried it with Hillary Clinton. Didn't work for her either. They try to make you believe that they know what they're talking about, and whatever they're talking about is going to happen no matter what you want to do. And that's the issue. That's part of the issue anyway. So why shouldn't they be regulated, since they obviously create or commit malfeasance on the job? Because make no mistake about it, if you get out there and you're saying things like, for example, the bump fire stock turns a weapon into an automatic weapon, that's malfeasance, because that's not true. It is not true. You may not like how fast it makes it fire. For me personally, this is not something that I would ever get out there and try to own or run myself, but that's beside the point. What you're saying, what you're trying to do, is create gun control where there is no need for gun control. Because gun control, all of your laws worked exactly the way they were intended to work, and still Las Vegas happened. That's the part that nobody on the gun control side wants to point out. We had all these things in place, and it still happened because gun control doesn't stop crime. That's their problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Lock and load. In the New York Times, this pilgrim named Charlie Sykes suggests that the NRA is irredeemably opposed to rational gun regulation and tells a story to illustrate his claim. He says he was a longtime supporter of Second Amendment rights and had backed state legislation that would allow law-abiding citizens who pass training courses and background checks to carry concealed weapons, as every state now allows in some form. Now more than 16 million that we know about have permits. In 2011, concealed carry legislation was poised to pass both houses of the Wisconsin legislature until the NRA decided that it did not go far enough. It insisted the Second Amendment should preclude even minimal safety requirements for concealed carry. The NRA, claiming that it was supporting what it calls constitutional carry, demanded that anyone be allowed to carry a concealed handgun without training, background checks, or permits of any kind. Charlie thought this was nuts, and he said so. The NRA position made no sense from the standpoint of either public safety or politics. How would an unlimited right to carry weapons enhance public safety or confidence if you could walk into Milwaukee's Miller Park with a handgun without any training or a permit? That would be a nightmare for law enforcement and, frankly, unsettling even for many ardent Second Amendment supporters like Charlie Sykes the Pilgrim. But the National Gun Rights Lobby pushed back hard, targeting him and a radio colleague who thought the idea defied common sense. The headline on one pro-gun website declared, NRA calls out Milwaukee talk show host for ignorant stance on right to carry. Darren Lasort, a former lobbyist for the NRA Institute for Legislative Action, appeared on an internet broadcast, insisting that it is embarrassing to see them do that. By suggesting that people learn to use a gun before carrying it out in public, he said, "My colleague and I probably did more harm to constitutional carry and their fight than any other people out there, the anti-gunners or anyone else." Now, according to Mr. Sykes's account, well, his audience agreed with him, which is not surprising because that's why they were his audience. He said, "My listeners overwhelmingly supported gun rights but thought that requirements for background checks, safety training, and permits just made sense." Now, I don't doubt that his reasoning or his concern is sincere, and I don't doubt that he's correct to recall that his listeners agreed with him 6 years ago. That's why people listen to radio shows, because they agree with the position. I mean, if you were to ask people on the street at random what they think about this issue, I dare say that they would side with Mr. Sykes, but that's not actually a good argument against constitutional carry. And nor does it make any sort of case that the idea is nuts. It's not. Whatever one might intuitively assume. All you have to do is look at Vermont. Vermont has never had anything on the books since 1791. You've been allowed to carry a gun inside, outside, wherever. Nobody messes with you unless you abuse the right. Then they come at you full force. That's the way it should be. But by the time Wisconsin passed shall issue concealed carry, almost every other state in America had similar laws on the books. So here, courtesy of Jeff Deeg, is a, you know, there was a chart showing the change, showing all of the states and everything by color graph and everything else. And in his piece, Sykes presents himself as a moderate for supporting Wisconsin's addition to the list. And by 2011, he undoubtedly was, and yet he was only able to do that because others before him had been called nuts. 30 years prior to that, when Florida moved to a shall-issue system, state was lambasted as an outlier. Florida, according to the New York Times, would become the gunshine state. Worse still, we were told that we'd see shootouts in the street, usher in a return to the wild, wild west, create a country in which the supermarket became the OK Corral, and what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. In fact, one thing that nobody will ever tell you is the most violent place during the Wild Wild West was Tammany Hall, New York. Think Leonardo DiCaprio, Gangs of New York era. New York City, if you will. The naysayers slowly admitted that they were wrong, but as we have seen with Texas and then Florida and South Carolina and, you know, any other state that took up shall issue, it was always said we were going to have blood in the streets, the OK Corral, people killing each other over parking spaces, all of which never occurred. If you look at the data provided by both Texas and Florida, concealed carriers proved themselves to be considerably more law-abiding than even the police. Nowadays, the position that provokes eye rolls is that one held by the NRA, that in Sykes' words would be allowed to carry a concealed handgun without training, background checks, or permits of any kind. But should it? And does the NRA's championing, backing an idea of it indicate a certain irresponsibility? No. It doesn't. As Sykes concedes, it is already the case that there's more than 12 states that allow concealed carry without a permit. And what has been the result there? Once again, nothing. Nothing has happened. Vermont has had constitutional carry since 1777. Alaska since 2003. Arizona has had it since 2010. Recently, they've been joined by 9 others. And nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. If you look at a review of the evidence, what you find is that you got a bunch of states starting letting almost any random person walk around with a gun, and if anything good or bad resulted, it doesn't reliably show up in the data. That's something in itself. That is the data. No change is the data. None of this, you know, none of this proves anything, shows anything. And that's the part they don't like to think about. That's the part they don't want to come out, in fact. Here in this state of South Carolina, we've had constitutional carry and open carry proposed a few times. And in this, the politicians are quite the pig-headed idiots, and I doubt that we will ever see it here in South Carolina. I'll see some guys from outside the state looking in saying, well, there's still a statistical possibility that it might happen. But currently in South Carolina, we've got... See, in South Carolina, we had Dylann Roof and the Charleston AME Emanuel Church shooting. And there's a couple of senators in the state Senate that believe that we have a loophole, and they call it the Charleston loophole, whereby the background check that everybody was for back in the 90s when it passed, when all the gun grabbers were happy to finally have a background check, the check against the government is if the government does not come in and tell them up or down that you can buy the gun or not buy the gun in 3 days, you get to buy the gun. On the off chance that they might have made a mistake, there is a provision in there to where if the background check finally comes back in day 5, day 20, whatever it is, then if they find out you are a prohibited person, the ATF tracks you down. That's why you have the 4473 with your address on it and everything. They track you down, take the gun back, and, you know, I guess you get your money back or something. I don't know how that works. Now, Dylann Roof, they never completed a background check. And on day, I think, 65 or 68, that's when he went on the shooting rampage. And then that's when they discovered the three-day wait period, the three-day make-or-break period, which is the same thing, essentially, as the bump fire stock. It's always been there. Nobody's ever noticed it, and it only became a point of contention when they saw something to be gained from it, some form of gun control. In South Carolina, they've gone on the speaking tour when they're advocating for a 28-day period that you have to wait if you don't come back with a background check. The one thing that I was dying, I wanted to go to one of their meetups and explain to them, you know, I've got this permit here, and I don't even have to go through a background check. That's by law, too. You guys passed. I'm sure their little heads would snap or pop or implode or something. It'd be quite entertaining. I'm almost certain of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Now, barring some major break in the investigation, we may never know the motivation of Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas. But if you watch the continuing coverage of that horror show, there's one thing we do know for sure. These mass shootings are growing more and more frequent, no matter what we do to try to prevent them, right? Not so fast. Now, I know it may seem that way when the cable news channels are saturating the airwaves with stories about it, but a recent study from the University of Illinois tells a different story. Over the past decade, the number of mass killings, a subtle but important distinction between mass shootings, of which we will get to in just a moment, has actually remained constant. Coming from CBS Chicago, research by University of Illinois professor has revealed a surprising trend about mass murder in the United States. Contrary to what you might think, mass murders are not on the rise, according to computer science professor Sheldon Jacobson. Jacobson said there have been 323 such killings, of which four or more people were killed in one incident, between January 2006 and October 2016. The mass killings appear to be evenly distributed over that time, meaning their rate remained stable over the past decade and did not spike during any particular season or year. Professor Jacobson said the data doesn't lie. The rate of these events just is not increasing as the perception is given in the media. This is just what it is. You can find the extensive summary at the University of Illinois website. But if you've been following the history of these shooting events, you probably already know that catastrophes like the one in Las Vegas or the previous attack in Sandy Hook are outliers in terms of who perpetrates them and how they are executed. Notice that he does not talk about San Bernardino. He does not talk about the Orlando Pulse nightclub. Notice that. So, much of the breakdown in perception seems to arise from the math used to calculate these statistics and the media's willingness to cover them. First of all, at some point, we're collectively settled on the definition of a mass shooting as being any single event where four or more people are shot. regardless of whether or not anyone died. This opens up a lot of criminal activity for inclusion in the statistics. Mass shootings, mass murders, mass killings are counted differently, as the name implies. The Illinois Study Group, they take the mass murders into four different categories and show that their distribution is essentially random, but remains relatively constant from year to year. The type of attack that happened in Las Vegas is a very, very rare event indeed. It is rarer than, say, family mass murders, where one member of a household goes over the edge and takes out a significant number of family members. Mental illness, depression, and domestic violence issues all play into these tragedies. Terror attacks like San Bernardino fall into another category of their own. They are equally unpredictable in terms of frequency, but at least the motive is known, and intelligence agencies are often able to get a handle on the networks, which would inspire and facilitate them. When we get to the broader category of mass shootings, which may or may not include any deaths, the field opens up considerably. The greatest clusters of such shootings take place, as you might suspect, in larger cities and are perpetrated by street gangs. They're also the ones which receive the least attention in the media. If you have to look for evidence of that, look no further than the almost complete news blackout of the second largest mass shooting of 2015, which took place at Bunny Friend Park in New Orleans. Does anybody remember seeing that in the news? Studies such as this one are useful as we debate the problem of how to prepare for and confront mass shooting attacks. They conclude that trying to predict when or where such an attack may take place is highly problematic at best, if downright impossible. That's a nice way of putting it, but it's nearly impossible to figure that out. With that in mind, the best approach is to ensure that every community has a robust response system. They suggest, which, you know, this is what they would suggest. They suggest having the infrastructure in place to quickly respond in a crisis combined with well-trained and equipped first responders. That is the key to preventing a tragedy from turning into a catastrophe. That's their recommendation, not mine. So what is my recommendation? My recommendation would be to allow people to be armed. We've seen this more than once. We just saw it in Tennessee. At the church, where first the guy fighting back, he took used the bad guy's own gun on the bad guy, and then went and retrieved his gun, and he disrupted what would have been a very bad shooting. Yeah, we've seen it at Clackamas Mall, Nick Milley. He didn't even shoot at the guy; he just showed up with a gun. The guy had already killed two people, wounded one other. The guy actually said, "I am the active shooter." And then he started the active shooting. And, you know, here's the thing. The other figure they never talk about is the difference in death when there's an armed citizen there in one of these shootings versus when there isn't. When you wait on the police to get there in one of these shootings, like happened in Sandy Hook, I don't really want to say anything. Las Vegas is an anomaly. It really is. It's very long-range shooting, that one. But anyone where it's in close, if you wait on the cops, the average loss of life is 18. If there's an armed citizen there, it's 2.5. 18, 2.5. In instances where there have been armed citizens there, like in Arizona, in Tucson, when Gabrielle Giffords was shot, the armed responder did not pull his gun because he was in a crowd and he did not want to shoot somebody accidentally. So instead, he tackled the guy, and I think he may have been the one that actually got the extended magazine out of the gun and had it drop out and basically unloaded the guy's gun in the ensuing Jared Lee Loughner in the ensuing struggle. Allowing people to be armed. That's the other thing. Mass shootings, I'm still waiting for one to occur where they're going to run into a bunch of armed people. Because people who are out to hurt people want to go and not be disrupted by somebody stepping in and stopping their goal, their aim, which is to shoot and kill as many people as possible. That just doesn't happen. They just don't like that. So, remember those two things. Very, very rare outlier these types of shootings are. And if you want to really put something in place to stop the loss of life, if that's the goal, armed citizens will do it. I know that seems very simplistic, but just like Professor Jacobson said, data doesn't lie. 2.5 versus 18, you can choose which one you'd prefer to be in. Which group would you like to be in? Fun stuff this weekend. Going to go to the range with JT. Going to take the Gunsight Scout Rifle, which we're going to test fire. I've never fired this gun before. We're going to take it out. It's in 308. Going to take out the P10C by CZ. And I'm going to take out the Nighthawk Custom Falcon and shoot it some more because I am still working on getting back into the 1911 platform for all of these Wonder 9s that I'm shooting. Videos will, of course, accompany all that. But this will be interesting because I'll be trying out one platform that I've never tried out. I have never tried out a box-fed bolt-fired bolt gun. But the Gunsight Scout has always been a gun that has intrigued me. This has always been the one that I've wanted to get my hands on ever since I saw Jeff Cooper's idea to begin with in the first place. And I'm looking forward to that. Of course, JT will get a hold of it, and he'll be hitting just the smallest targets. So, I was just reading. Let's see in the chat room. As far as Congress is concerned, it's going to take a phone assault going on. But right now, Sensenbrenner and Ryan are the ones you would want to call, and you can't get through to them. So you need to look at the people on the committee. You need to call your representatives. You need to call your senators. You got one representative and two senators. Every one of us has one representative and two senators. It's three phone calls a week. That's all I'm asking you to do. Three phone calls a week. Call them. Say we want national reciprocity. Bring it up for a vote. I want to see somebody get on record and tell me I can't do it. I want somebody to explain to me why I can't carry a gun across that imaginary line on the map. Back on Monday, never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.